This is Akashvani, the news read by Sarabjit Kaur. In Uttarakhand, over 130 people have so far been safely evacuated after a devastating cloudburst triggered a flood in Khir Ganga River, Dharali, in Uttarkashi district yesterday. Relief and rescue operations are at a war footing. The Army, NDRF, SDRF, District Administration and other agencies are actively involved in rescue and relief efforts. Three SDRF teams are on site and around 70 to 80 people have been relocated to safer areas in Gangotri. Special units of the PSC and the Indian Reserve Battalion IRB are also assisting in relief work. Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami reviewed the situation. He directed all relief agencies to work in coordination, ensure the immediate evacuation of affected people and provide all necessary assistance.
सेना के साथ भी हम लोग लगातार कोऑर्डिनेशन में हैं। कुछ सड़क मार्ग भी बाधित हुआ है। बड़ी चुनौती है, इस समय भी वहां पर बारिश हो रही है। स्वास्थ्य विभाग अपने स्तर पर डॉक्टरों की तैनाती कर रहा है, दवाइयों की वहां पर तत्काल व्यवस्था कर रहा है, भोजन इत्यादि की व्यवस्था हो रही है और राशन वहां पर पहुंचे इसके लिए जिला पूर्ति अधिकारियों की पुलिस विभाग ने लगभग 160 पुलिस के लोगों को 10 सीनियर अधिकारी और 3 एसपी रैंक के अधिकारी वहां नियुक्त किए हैं।
The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy rainfall to continue over Uttarakhand during the next 3 days. Heavy rainfall conditions will prevail over Himachal Pradesh, Jammu and Kashmir, Haryana and West Uttar Pradesh today. The weather agency has also forecast extremely heavy rainfall over parts of Kerala today and issued a red alert. Heavy rainfall will likely be over Lakshadweep today and over Tamil Nadu, Kerala, Mahe, Karnataka, coastal Andhra Pradesh, Telangana and Rayalaseema till Friday. These conditions will also prevail in the eastern and western parts of the country, including sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Sikkim, Bihar, Odisha, Gangetic West Bengal, Jharkhand and Goa during the next 2 to 3 days. Light to moderate rainfall with thunderstorm, lightning and isolated heavy rainfall will continue over the northeast during this week. The Monetary Policy Committee, MPC, of the Reserve Bank of India today kept the repo rate unchanged at 5.5%, maintaining a neutral stance.
After a detailed assessment of the evolving macroeconomic and financial developments and the outlook, the MPC voted unanimously to keep the policy repo rate under the Liquidity Adjustment Facility, LAF, unchanged at 5.5%.
Consequently, the Standing Deposit Facility SDF rate will be at 5.25% and the Marginal Standing Facility MSF rate and the bank rate at 5.75%. This follows a 100 BPS cut since February and comes ahead of the festive season. The RBI retained its financial year 26 GDP growth forecast at 6.5% despite US tariffs on Indian imports. Inflation for financial year 26 is projected at 3.1%, lower than June's 3.7% estimate, though CPI is expected to reach 4.9% in financial year 27. With easing inflation and global uncertainties, the RBI signaled a cautious approach to support domestic demand while managing external risks. The MPC met on 4th, 5th and 6th of August 2025. President Draupadi Murmu has said that the India-Philippines partnership is not only beneficial for the people of both countries, it is also an anchor for peace, stability and prosperity in the region. Hosting a banquet in the honour of Philippines President Ferdinand Romualdez Marcos Jr., President Murmu said that today's elevation of the bilateral ties to strategic partnership will further bolster our multifaceted cooperation. She said that India and the Philippines share a long-standing friendship which is based on civilizational contacts, historical ties and common values. The president noted that Philippines is an important partner in India's Act East policy, Mahasagar vision and Indo-Pacific outlook. In chess, the third edition of the Chennai Grand Masters tournament will kick off in Chennai today. The tournament includes two round-robin groups split into two sections, the Masters and the Challengers. In Masters Round 1 clashes lined up today, Indian Grandmaster Arjun Irigesi is set to face American Wander Lang. And that is the end of this news bulletin.